Mike Long's in our studio, owner and designer of Mike's Landscape Lighting. Mike, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for inviting me.
I heard you on David Hochberg's show last Saturday.
Absolutely. I love going there and, you know, messing around with those guys on that show.
That's what you do. You got to mess around with those guys on that show. Mike's Landscape Lighting. I think that's obvious what you guys do, landscape lighting,
yep.
Residential or business?
Yeah, 90% residential, 10% business. So,
How long have you been in this trade?
This is our 10th year in business. Before that, I owned a landscaping company, and I did lighting and designed lighting in that company for 25 years. So
do you still do landscaping, or are you just lighting?
Just lighting, yeah. We sold off the landscaping, lawn care portion.
Did you think that was a sort of underappreciated part of the landscaping business? Why did you decide to leave landscaping and go into lighting?
Because I had a passion for lighting. And my passion for landscaping kind of diminished as I learned more about lighting and
What's the passion of lighting? It's lighting. What's that all about?
It's just, you know, just the excitement of when you get done with the job and you get to meet with the client at nighttime to walk through the property and to see their expression on their face when they see those lights for the first time.
Well, as we've said on the radio, because you're also a sponsor here and I do commercials for you and I describe what happened at our house, Brendan and I paid for you to come out and do the service for us, and it's really transformative. I told you in Hochberg the other weekend that you see your house all day long, it's nice, and then you lose it at night. But if you illuminate's not the right word, because our worry was that it was just going to be big splashes of light and you'd see it, but it wouldn't be artistic. I think there's an art to what you do.
Absolutely. That's what I like about what we do. We're not just throwing light at a building or somebody's house. I'm actually looking at the architecture of the house and designing the lighting to go around that architecture. And, you know, you have an older house. So your house is built in 1890, I think you said. You don't light it the same way as a modern house. You light it completely different.
You uplit some of our trees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have some beautiful trees there.
You didn't do my sidewalks. You didn't do the bushes. What else do you do?
So we could do sidewalks, we could do bushes, but I don't like to just light everything. As we talked about on Hochberg show, I'm not there just to sell you lights. I'm there to sell you a design that will accentuate the property. So if we light up the front of the house, you get a little bit of ambient light off of that, and sometimes you do not need pathway lights. Pathway lights are a lot more maintenance, so you have to, you know, they're always getting knocked over by the dog or, you know, hit at an angle and stuff like that. So I try to use those only where I need to use those.
My wife brought this up the other day, and I didn't know the answer because we haven't had them in very long. What's that going to do to our electric bill?
Yeah, I did a blog post on this a few months back, and the average size job in Illinois will cost about $7 a month, and in Wisconsin, it's like $5 a month. So if you turn off some of your coach lights and just have the landscape lights on, you won't see a difference at all.
I'm surprised to hear that. You would think all of that light would be costing me a lot of money, no?
Nope. It's, you know, like I said, I've been doing lighting for 25 years, so you used to use a 50-watt equivalent bulb to light the side of a house, typical size, and now that takes 7 watts of power. So just very energy efficient.
Do people have you stripping out the lighting that they have on the perimeter of their house?
Absolutely. We take out a lot of, there's, you know, back in, you know, not the old days, but 20 years ago, they used a lot of 120-volt systems. And those are actually pretty dangerous. You open up those boxes and they're full of water. And I'm not an electrician, but, you know, water and electricity usually don't go together. So
right.
We try to get rid of those. And a lot of old halogen systems that we take out and convert them over to LED.
Can we put in different color bulbs?
Absolutely, yeah. There's red and green options for those. One of the manufacturers have, you can get orange and amber for like Halloween and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff.
Can you adjust the intensity of the lighting?
Yeah. On
like a dimmer switch? I don't know.
No, we can adjust the intensity of the lighting. I do that with each fixture. I different bulb in there, or there's some fixtures that are adjustable internally. So there is adjustability, but just not for the homeowner to use to just dim down. That just adds a little more complication to the system.
What's the hot trend in landscape lighting?
Color changing. People are asking a lot for color changing, so there are some new options out there that will automatically change color for each of the holidays. I mean, we've reprogrammed them, so I spend a lot of time on a computer just programming these light systems. And then the permanent roof line lights, where people light the roof line up for Christmas and stuff like that. They have ones that are meant to be up there year round. And you can have all different colors. You can have red, white, blue, 4th of July. You could do green for St. Patrick's Day. So that's a new trend as well. I'm not a real fan of them on houses. We have done some on businesses. They look great on businesses. It draws attention to businesses. So that's one area that we're pushing.
What are those bulbs where they just string them across the yard, you know, hanging from like a rope?
Yep. Those are called bistro lights, cafe lights, whatever, you know, a bunch of different names for them. Over the last several years, we have done a ton of those. I mean, thousands and thousands of feet a year. I see it starting to back off a little bit because I think a lot of people have them. So if there's a true reason to do those, like we talked about doing in your backyard to have a little more light back there, then we could do them. But I think they're actually phasing. It was a fad, and I think it's starting to come down to an end right now.
Yeah. Well, it's I said it a moment ago, and I'll say it again. I think it's an art what you guys do, and it's one maybe you don't appreciate until you see it, and then you go, wow, I did not know what it was going to look like. You put them up during the day. You wait for it to get dark
yep.
at night. And ours are on a dimmer switch, too, so when it gets dark, a timing switch.
Yep.
So I don't have to push any buttons or do anything.
Yeah, it's not the old days where you have the pins, where you're pulling the pins out of the timers and changing the time. We use astronomical timers. So they inside the timers programmed all the sunset, sunrise in there, and your lights go off and on with those changing every single day. So, yeah.
And then you come out to the house at night afterwards to make sure it looks right.
Yep, that's all part of it. Yeah, I want to make sure it's right. I want to make sure you're happy. So we go out there and make adjustments and that's what we do. That's all part of the job.
You still taking $350 off for our customers or your customers, our listeners, if they mention us?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. We love that. Yeah, we okay. definitely do that. Yeah.
So the website, the link on our page to your page is WGNMike.com.
That is correct, yep.
Go to WGN. Your name is Mike. What a coincidence.
Hi, I'm Mike, yep.
WGNMike.com from, what's the name of the business again?
Mike's Landscape Lighting.
Mike's Landscape Lighting. Now, that works out real well for you, but with you being named Mike. And all. Okay, Mike'sLandscapeLighting.com is his website, but if it's easier for you, just go to WGNMike.com. Mike, well done. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in.